Well, it's real good seeing y'all here. Due to the shortage of time, we'll get right down to work. I just don't understand it.
What is it you want?
I don't know.
What is it you want?
That's the problem.
Good grief. All right now. All right. That's it, Charlie Brown.
What kind of Christmas music is that?
Listen, all of you. This is the music.
Hey, you don't get it at all. You know.
Okay.
Hey,
you know, Santa Claus.
Hey,
Santa Claus and ho, ho, ho.
Guess what?
What?
Disaster time.
All right. It's all wrong.
Really?
You do that so well.
What's going on here?
That's it, Charlie Brown.
All right. Let's take it from the top again. Here we go.
Yeah, do something right for a change, Charlie Brown. Brown.
Well, I guess we better concentrate.
Yeah.
So you play on words here, you see? About that. It was beautiful.
Lunch break.
It's fun.
Break.
Don't worry. It's fun. Don't you think it's great?
Everything I touch gets ruined. Everything I do turns into a disaster.
You drive me crazy.
All right. There's no time for foolishness.
What do you want?
The proper move.
You got it.
We're back.
I never get what I really want.
What is it you want?
Just 10 money. How about 10 and 20?
10 and 20?
All I want is what I have coming to me. All I want is my fair share.
Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown!
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
We'll be right back.
está Santa Claus. The vato with a bony knees. He's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet. And he's going to... No, that ain't it. Mamacita, ¿dónde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws. He... Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. What are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know, Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and
you
the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, session, man, you think man. Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know that guy. Hey, man.
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played
not...
with that dude, too. Man. No, yeah, he's man. A good singer, man.
No, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen. Once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? She made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow,
did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Wow. Typical freaks,
oh,
man.
Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Really good time, man.
Hey, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know? And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah, man. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big shopping bag, and then they used to take the shopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world,
hey,
man.
Hey, well, that's it, man. Yeah, that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man, you know. It was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. Used to hook them onto the sled, and then used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man. Now, how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got them off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air, somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag,
Yeah,
man.
It really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. But it's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
Yeah. Oh, well, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. Yeah, but you want to see his disguise, man. Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah, man. You know who I'm talking about,
man. Yeah, man. I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time.
When you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Santa
buy me a Mercedes Benz. My friends all drive Porsches, I must make amends. Work hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends.
Santa
buy me a Mercedes Benz.
Santa
buy me a color TV. Dialing $4 is trying to find me. I wait for delivery each day until 3.
Santa
buy me a color TV.
Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be oh so good if you'll check off my Christmas list. Ba-do-ba-do, Santa
buy me a man on the town. I'm counting on you, Lord. Please don't let me down. You love me and buy the next round.
Santa
buy me a night on the town. Everybody, oh Lord,
Santa
buy me a Mercedes Benz. My friends all drive Porsches, I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends.
got some presents for Santa, and he's got a big one for me. Well, outside it snows, I take off all my clothes and wait for Santa underneath my tree. He squeezes into my hot chimney, where it's oh so warm and tight. On the roof I hear his reindeer, I'm so very glad he came here. It's only once a year, but what a night. Santa Claus takes a pause from his long night of delivering. His big North Pole can sure get cold, his jolly butts all shivering. I offer Santa my cookies, he loves to put them into his mouth. His long beard tickles, he gives me the giggles, he finishes his snack and then flies south. Santa Claus takes a pause from his long night of delivering. His big North Pole can sure get cold, his jolly butts all shivering. Ooh, Santa, I love my present. What else is in that big bag of yours? Santa and I share a ciggy, then I help him back into his red suit. I know he has to go, he just says ho, ho, ho. I can't help it, he's so cute. Santa Claus takes a pause from his long night of delivering. His big North Pole can sure get cold, his jolly butts all shivering. I've got some presents for Santa, and he's got a big one for me. Outside it snows, I take off all my clothes and wait for Santa. I take off all my clothes, I'm waiting for Santa underneath my tree. Merry Christmas.
Santa Claus! Ho, 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 ho!
Oh, bring you greetings from all Daleks.
I'm gonna spend my Christmas with a Dalek and hug him underneath the mistletoe. And if he's very nice, I'll feed him sugar spice and hang a Christmas stocking from his big left toe. And when we both get up on Christmas morning, I'll kiss him on his chromium-plated head and take him in to say hi to Mum and frighten Daddy out of his bed. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
To you.
Some more plum pudding and custard.
I'm gonna spend my Christmas with a Dalek, and if I make him happy, he will stay. He'll go and twiddle his eye, and then my little Dalek will say, Merry Christmas,
Christmas tree.
Happy Christmas,
mistletoe.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to you. Merry Christmas.
I love you.
Happy Christmas.
You love me.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to you.
Quarter pounder with cheese and parrot.
What do they call it?
Royale with cheese.
What do they call it? What?
I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King.
Go in, order a burger in this fast food joint. The guy drops it on the floor. Jim, he picks it up. He wipes it off. He hands it to me like it's all okay.
1 minute you're chewing on a burger, the next minute you're dead meat.
I hate fast food.
Da 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 da
making paper whoppers. I want paperhead. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run. Don't bump and fight and hop, bad and really hurt, bad. Don't you get grabbed? Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I was a wicked king making paper whoppers. I would pay for it. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun.
The name's Claus. Santa Claus.
Ooh, Santa. Wrong stocking.
Horny Christmas.
Horny, horny
Christmas.
Horny
Christmas.
Horny, horny
Christmas.
You got me horny in the morning and you know, oh, oh. I tried to call you but I can't find a telephone. I sent a message through the internet but it rejected. I wrote a letter and I sent it with the po-po-po. It just takes so long, so I've got to sing.
if you are no so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then I'll remain there loving you as they shouted out good glee. Rudy the red big reindeer, you'll go down in history.
T'was night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. And out on the lawn there rose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. When to my wandering eyes should appear a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick. And I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called some by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Dunder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up the housetop the coursers they flew, with sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked just like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, and then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of the thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Mind bucket.
Mind bucket.
Mind bucket.
Down, down, down the chimney. Down, down, down the chimney. Down, down the chimney. Down, down, down the chimney.
Stop. Jetzt kommt weißer Schnee.
The tranquility of the holidays suits the minds of man, child, and beast alike.
Wir kannst Schlitten sehen.
The air is filled with a thousand scents and sounds of Christmas.
Bist du Weihnachtsmann?
On every porch and every doorstep, a plate of porridge is placed to please the sneak, guard, and goblin. On every porch and every doorstep, doorstep. As a cactus, you're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce. Nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super-nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of rubbish imaginable, mangled up, entangled up knots. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk.
Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk.
Ha! Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Bah, humbug, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order, if you please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except Amalgamated Cheese.
Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine, fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack.
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. One of them says, Merry Christmas.
Well, what does the other one say?
Less tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Well, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're bearing your spices. No, that's perfect.
No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, period.
Well, that's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Deck the halls with advertising, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Why, you can be enterprising, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 bars of soap,
3 cans of peas,
2 breakfast foods, and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
5 tubeless tires,
4 quarts of gin,
3 cigars,
2 cigarettes, and some hair tonic on a pear tree. Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot. And they are mild, 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 mild.
Deck the halls with advertising, fa la 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 la. 'Tis the time for merchandising, fa la 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 la. Profit never needs a reason, fa la 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 la. Get the money, it's the season, fa la 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 la.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
Ah, for you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
Just so you're mercenary too.
Buy an ad and show all the toys up on the shelf.
Just make sure that you get a plug in for yourself. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers, boy. Don't you realize
Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has two S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas and its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning?
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there. Christmas cards
and commercials on a pear tree.
Jingles here, jingles there, jingles all the way.
Dashing through the snow in a 50-foot coupe. O'er the fields we go, selling all the way. Deck the halls with advertising. What's the use of compromising? Fa-la-la-la-la.
Thank you. to be a Christmas present. I want to be a Christmas queer. I want to be a Christmas present. Have a home of Christmas. I want to be a Christmas present. I want to be a Christmas queer. I want to be a Christmas present. Have a home of Christmas this year.
Now let's try out the new elf song I wrote. And remember, it's for Santa. And a one-a, and a two-a, and a three-a.
Silly law.
If the Burgermeister saw you, we would all be in great danger.
In danger. danger from toys? Why, that's the silliest thing I ever heard.
The mood is right.
It needs work. I have to go.
It's beautiful. You keep it just the way it was.